So Dr. Al Jaber just told us that a city like New York cannot be retrofit to cut its emissions to zero using renewable energy. But that doesn't mean we can't cut our emissions through conservation. For inspiration, let's turn now to the city of Juneau, Alaska, which cut its power use 30% virtually overnight after an avalanche cut them off from their hydroelectric power plant in April. Here to tell us the story is the deputy mayor of Juneau, Randy Wanamaker. Deputy Mayor, thanks for joining us. And I gather before 7 in the morning your time, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
We'll try to get you a cup of coffee there real quick. But let's start before the avalanche. How is Juneau normally powered?
Normally we use hydropower, and if there are low water levels in the dam, then we use a combination of diesel and hydro to meet our needs. Our needs were basically running from 950 to 900 megawatts per day.
And what did the avalanche do?
Well, the avalanche was a series of avalanches within a few hours of each other, knocked out our transmission lines from our hydro facility, so that we went instantly from being partially hydro and partially diesel to being 100% reliant on diesel. And we went from using 57,000 gallons of diesel per day to augment our power sources to 84,000 gallons per day to meet everything. And I don't think the city realized we were using that much diesel, because the cost of it was normally spread out over a period of many months, so that it was just a small surcharge that we saw on our electric bill. We didn't realize how much diesel we were actually burning.
And that's expensive stuff. So you got
it's very expensive. And the local power company had just finished a major expansion. Its cash reserves were exhausted, and it did not have money to buy the sudden huge increase in diesel that we needed to power the city. And so the citizens essentially took matters into their own hands and began finding ways to reduce power consumption on their own. The city did not have to order any mandatory measures to get the citizens to act.
How quickly did power use come down 30%?
It was within 2 weeks it came down 30%.
Wow.
It dropped the first day when the avalanches took out our power. Our diesel consumption went from 57,000 gallons per day to 84,000 gallons per day, and it was downhill from there.
What were the major behavioral changes that helped you cut power use 30%?
Well, we have a citizenry that wants to protect our environment, and so they begin looking for things to unplug that they didn't need. There's a lot of always-on power-consuming devices, such as computers and color televisions, hot water tanks, simple coffee makers that allow you to make coffee quickly are always on, keeping the water hot. People looked for everything they could find to turn off. People had freezers going with very, very little in them. They took the stuff out of the freezers, discarded what they didn't need anymore, and unplugged the freezers. And they unplugged their computers. They turned off street lights. They turned off security lights over garages and homes. They turned off lights in hallways. They turned off lights in offices. They turned off lights in the schools.
A thousand little cuts.
A thousand little cuts, and it made a huge difference. We actually came close to achieving 40% reduction in energy, but we've got a colder year this year than in other years, and the spring lasted a lot longer, and we still achieved that type of energy reduction.
So how did people feel about their quality of life during this?
Most of them were pleased to be able to do something to help. You know, this is a city that's conscious of its responsibility to the future, and they leaned into their shoulder straps, and you know, they decided they wanted to do this. The city government and the local organizations, nonprofits such as United Way, the Red Cross, and the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian tribes all got together and looked for the most vulnerable citizens and encouraged the city to adopt emergency measures that would provide relief for those people that were not able to afford what amounted to a fivefold increase in electric rates.
We're going to run out of time in about a minute. Did your hydropower come back online?
Yes, it did. On June 3rd, we were able to get our power back, and it was about 7 weeks earlier than we had originally thought.
And so did power consumption go back up to pre-avalanche levels?
No. In fact, it's even though we have a colder, wetter summer, it's staying below. We're at a minimum of 13% below previous years.
So do you think people made permanent changes in the way they use their own appliances that they're just going to stick with now because their eyes were opened?
Well, they're trying to, and the city has started an education program in order to encourage citizens to keep up with their conservation measures wherever possible so that we can keep the demands down and look for alternative energy sources that will help us meet our demands in the future if we ever have another emergency without having to burn diesel.
By the way, you said you're having a colder-than-usual summer. What is a colder-than-usual summer in Juneau, Alaska? Like, what's your projected high temperature today?
51, and it's raining and windy.
That's not my idea of July.
It's been even on the non-rainy, non-windy days, it's been overcast and in cool in the middle 50s at best.
Randy Wanamaker, Deputy Mayor of Juneau, Alaska, thanks a lot for coming on with us. Have a great day.
Thank you very much for inviting me. Bye.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.